Police in New Orleans continue to investigate the identities of shooters from a gang attack on a block party on Sunday. If there is an area code for hopelessness in America, it might be the New Orleans area code 504, with one of the highest murder rates in the country and a community with the deepest mistrust of police, according to the latest surveys. Baltimore tops the murder list with more than 300 in 2015. St. Louis, Milwaukee, and Washington, D.C. have also seen an uptick in murders this year. Those are the most visceral statistics, but a new report from the Brennan Center for Justice finds that the national crime rate has actually hardly changed since last year, and a number of cities have seen their murder rate shrink over the last 12 months. Reverend Jeffrey Brown says you can't change a culture of violence overnight, and whether it is the fear of terrorism in Paris or the fear of gang violence in Chicago, stopping it means getting individual, radicalized people with guns to put them down. Reverend Brown is the president of RECAP, Rebuilding Every Community Around Peace, and his initiative for a ceasefire this holiday season began on the streets of Boston, his hometown.
It started in conversations with youth on the streets, those involved with gangs and drugs. And what they simply said to me was that we need to learn how to not see each other and shoot on sight. Could there be periods of time in which we can call for ceasefires? And so the Season of Peace campaign came as a result of that. We go to all of the members and we say to them, you know, on behalf of the community, we are looking for you to stand down, in this case, between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day.
The discussion about when it's most important to stand down has often centered around right after when there's been an explosion of violence. This would be something that would just coincide with the holidays. Are they different?
Not necessarily. When an incident of violence occurs, you oftentimes have a lot of emotional feelings and reactions. But that's also an opportune time to go and have conversations with youth and with their families to talk about ways in which folks can stand down.
Why do clergy appear to have a degree of credibility above and beyond other voices in the community to deal with armed gangs in cities like Chicago and Boston?
Well, I think clergy are unique because they carry this moral voice. Churches are usually among the few positive institutions in the community. And when they are directed to the street level, then they can carry enormous credibility.
How does it work, though? I mean, why would police want to collaborate with ministers? Why would clergy want to be associated with discredited law enforcement in some of these cities that have had such problems?
Well, I think on the police side, because of those problems, it's very clear that there needs to be a concerted effort to repair police-community relations. On the community leader and faith leader side, it's very clear that no community can survive without some form of law enforcement. Either we have the formal kind with the police to work with, or we have the informal kind of a gang member posting up on the block trying to defend the block, and that's destroying our community.
Have you been at any of these meetings where all the voices and stakeholders that you're describing are at the table?
Absolutely. In the city of Boston, we've been practicing this for over 20 years. You have clergy people who are going out into the streets at night, working also with law enforcement, with probation officers, and city and community agencies, all working together, checking our egos at the door and realizing that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
We've talked with people around the country who are exploring different roles for police and different roles for people who aren't police. Do you think you can reduce the number of police if you increase the number of community members who are really engaged and involved?
If police departments begin to see themselves not as warriors, but as guardians within the community and supporters of a community's effort, then we'll have a much better place.
Reverend, how confident are you you'll get a ceasefire this holiday season?
I'm pretty confident in the cities that we've been working in that there's going to be some significant reductions in violence. My hope is that this will catch on, that folks will see that, you know, getting involved in this kind of work is not only important, but it also has results, and it will begin to change the character of the city and the era of violence in their city.
Reverend Jeffrey Brown is president of RECAP, that stands for Rebuilding Every Community Around Peace. Reverend, thanks so much.
Thank you.